thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, caring viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Portsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast,
as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, United Kingdom researchers find that digital reality may help children with autism improve social skills. In animal news, Tara, a female pachyderm living at a sanctuary in the USA, is comforted by elephant friends in her time of need. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Gift of the Givers Foundation, the largest disaster relief organization based in Africa. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 28th, is the Independence Day of Albania, observing its autonomy gained in 1912. The historic centers of Berat and Jirokastra in this southeastern European country are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Berat reflects the diversity of religious and cultural communities coexisting through the centuries, while Jirokastra features exceptional two-story houses developed in the 17th century. Shqip, the Albanian language, is a distinct Indo-European language and is the only member of its branch still existing. Today is also the Independence Day of Mauritania, honoring its self-rule attained in 1960. Adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean in northern Africa, Mauritania's Bong Dagan National Park is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It is one of the most important regions in the world for nesting birds of West Africa and Palearctic migratory waders. The country's ancient towns of Wadan, Shinrit, Jishit, and Walata also make up a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Built in the 11th and 12th centuries, they show the traditional way of life of the nomadic culture. We wish the kind citizens of Albania and Mauritania fine Independence Days.
Fly-in news. In incessant rains in Andate, Venezuela, a week of continuous rainfall has flooded central and southeastern states, with the most affected being Arawa, Carabobo, Zulia and Merida. A 35-year-old farmer lost his life when he was swept away by the rising waters of the River Chama, which burst through a retention wall in at least four locations in the state of Zulia. Flooding there was as high as 3 meters, affecting 12,000 hectares, much of it agricultural land, with thousands who fled their homes.
These recent inundations follow heavy precipitation the week of November 17th in Tachira State, where the rain that fell in just a matter of hours surpassed the amount for the entire month of November the previous year. Venezuela's Civil Protection Agency personnel have been dispatched to monitor rivers in efforts to prevent further loss of life, while the military has been assisting evacuees as well as distributing food and other supplies.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested our nearby association members to please find out whether any assistance is required, asking that they also go, if possible, to comfort those most in need. She added that financial aid is available for urgent necessities.
We are grateful Venezuelan officials, military and all agencies working to assist the storm-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her thoughtful concern. Our prayers for the swift recovery of residents' regular daily lives as we strive for more planet-protecting actions to ease such distressing conditions as these.
Floods sweep New South Wales, Australia. At least one person perished and properties were isolated after 2 days of heavy rain and flooding hit the state of New South Wales on Saturday, November 26th. A 3-year-old lost his life and the state emergency service rescued more than 24 people from floodwaters, receiving 800 calls for assistance in the Sydney region and northern parts of the state, as trees were uprooted and roofs were damaged. Officials warned some 400 residents to be prepared for evacuation as the Guaida River rose, along with another 1,800 in the town of Weewar, who might be stranded if the Namoi River overflowed, as crews prepared to send supplies by helicopter.
Our appreciation, Australian officials and rescue personnel, for your prompt and caring assistance in the flood-stricken areas. May heaven protect the residents of New South Wales as we pray that such disasters are soon a thing of the past through humanity's gentler, eco-stabilizing lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sẽ về đâu nay đại địa xin bớt cơn quằn quại, cho lễ này cũng cạn với đêm thâu. Này biển hồ hãy đừng với sóng nhạc, cho con người còn hy vọng ngày sau. Này sinh linh hãy ngậm cười trên suối, dù không lời chăn trội lục chia ly, cho tim ta mau giảm phần nức nở chờ nhân gian sám hối kiếp châu kỳ. Này rừng thẳm hãy gắng gìn bản thể, chở che cho nhân loại phút mê lầm. Hãy nhận lấy trong ta nghìn giọt lệ, để vun bồi cây lá rễ hùng lâm. Này tim hỡi, thôi hãy ngừng thổn thức cho hồn ta an nghỉ những đêm dài. Lệ như khô và lòng không tiếng nói, khóc nhân loại thương muôn vật lất lây. Này đêm tối xin hãy bừng mạch sáng, soi hồn bao nhân thể chốn u trầm. Ngừng trăng trở cho hồn ta bất động, vào hư vô cùng diệu pháp thiền âm. Này bạch nhật chớ bàng hoàng sôi động, cho bình yên ngủ giữa trái tim người, để nhân loại bớt khuấy cuồng kiếp sống, bình minh về rực diện mục bản. Này tim ta, thôi hãy ngừng rên rỉ như côn trùng quẩn thắt giữa hàn đông. Hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ, và một ngày thế giới biển đào nguyên. Ôi ta khóc, ta van, ta cầu đạo. Ôi hằng xa Phật Bồ Tát thiên thần, hãy cứu rỗi những linh hồn lạc đạo, mãi đi về quanh quất nẻo trầm luân. Bừng tỉnh dậy anh ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy bước hiên ngang trên biển cả sông dài. Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt trời rực lửa, nguyện hy sinh mà cứu tử muôn loài. Bừng tỉnh dậy em ơi, bừng tỉnh dậy, hãy vươn vai trên những nẻo hoang tàn. Hãy cùng ta xây lại hành tinh mới để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng hoan, để muôn loài ca nhạc khúc phùng.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 422. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Term renewed for New Zealand's Prime Minister. On Saturday, November 26, incumbent Prime Minister John Key's National Party secured 60 parliamentary seats in the country's general election, winning him a second term in office, having assisted in the country's economic recovery during his first term, especially following the devastating Christchurch earthquake. Prime Minister Key has pledged to continue enhancing economic growth, with intentions to return the nation to a budget surplus by 2014. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your renewed role. May heaven grace your leadership to continue serving the highest goals of your gracious fellow citizens in New Zealand.
Red Cross and Red Crescent workers freed. Two Yemeni and one French national who had been detained in South Yemen while distributing food and other essentials were released on Thursday, November 24th, as confirmed by Eric Marclay, who heads the International Committee of the Red Crescent Delegation in Yemen. Affirming that they were in good health, Mr. Marclay thanked local officials and tribal elders who helped mediate the release, while villagers in Messaimia, where the three were detained, issued an apology for the incident. We join in offering thanks, Yemeni officials and elders, for the peaceful freedom of the Red Cross and Red Crescent personnel, wishing them many joyous reunions in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. United Nations Climate Change Conference begins. Starting Monday, November 28th, the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP17, is opening in Durban, South Africa, to convene for 2 weeks with the goal of an international agreement on alleviating climate change. Supreme Master Television reports on location.
Hello, Supreme Master Television viewers. We are here in the sunny city of Durban, South Africa, where over 20,000 delegates from 194 countries are gathering for the 17th Conference of Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. After a year of preparation since COP16 in Cancun, Mexico, the representatives will work toward an agreement on how to effectively alleviate climate change on a global level.
We are facing a huge problem, not only in one country, but all over the world, the issue of climate change. And then therefore everybody, individuals, governments, municipalities, must make sure that we begin to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions. We must be able to save our future from today.
Held from November 28th to December 9th, COP17 seeks to build on the implementation of the Convention and the Kyoto Protocol, as well as the Bali Roadmap of 2007 and the Cancun Agreements reached in December 2010.
More than anything else, we want to see decisions being taken by the delegates that are going to be arriving in our city and in our country. Because for us, the climate change is real. For us, the changes that we've seen in the weather has made people to lose their lives. So we want to really see the decisions that are going to save our people, that are going to save our country and the world.
Reporting from Durban, South Africa, for Supreme Master Television.
Our appreciation and best wishes all decision makers, experts and other concerned participants at the United Nations Climate Change Conference. May your time together be productive in advancing humanity toward the restoration of a safe and abundant planet for all inhabitants.
My name is James Nxumalo, the mayor of eThekwini Municipality in the city of Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
During a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with concern of the urgent need to address climate change, as well as the measures that world leaders and members of the public must take to secure the stability of the Earth.
Even though some of the signs of the global warming are more subtle, like species becoming extinct in places you and I cannot see, there are other signs, many that are really very real and sadly much easier to measure. Some that have been predicted with certainty by scientists, including increased heat waves, drought, storms, and spread of human illness. All of these are occurring to different degrees across the globe. And I'm praying to all heavenly beings to help awaken the leaders, the media, the influential and ordinary citizens alike, so that our planet won't look like Mars in the near future. So prayer, combined with the efforts of citizens and the government and media's powerful support, this formula could bring the fastest and smoothest transition to a stable planet. We just have to turn away from the animal products. We stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, fish. If everyone does this, we will have a transformed world in no time.
Save Our Planet. In a campaign launched on November 24, 2011, World Wildlife Fund Russia appeals to individuals and companies to assist in supporting a patrol program run by local volunteers to protect endangered polar bears in the Russian Arctic.
Save Our Planet. Published in November by a group of conservation organizations, the state of UK's Birds 2011 reveals a nearly 50% decline in mallard ducks migrating to Scotland over the past three decades, with other birds also diminishing in number, which the scientists say could be due to global warming and the far-reaching effects of rising temperatures.
Save Our Planet. Environment officials in Texas, USA, report that without significant rainfall, the small town of Grosbeck is expected to run out of water by the first week of December 2011, as its previous river and reservoir water sources have virtually dried up due to prolonged drought in the area.
Free diet for us. Today's tip is about a way you can lend a helping hand to close friends or relatives. If you are of age, consider offering your time for childcare. It will provide you an opportunity to be with lovely little ones while giving the parents some free time. Enjoy! Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In social science news, digital reality may help children with autism. United Kingdom researchers use multi-touch screen technology in which virtual characters show gestures to which youths respond. The scientists found that this enabled some youngsters to increase interactions with others and ability to self-manage their behavior. Co-leader of the program, Dr. Poriska Pompsta, said, "Since autistic children have a particular affinity with computers, our research shows it may be possible to use digital technology to help develop their social skills." The study is part of the ECHOES project, improving children's social interaction through exploratory learning in a multimodal environment, which is funded by the Economic and Social Research Council of the United Kingdom. Our thankfulness, Dr. Kaska Poriska-Pompsta, and colleagues for this caring endeavor. May all children have many opportunities to develop innate talents, skills, and abilities to the fullest.
In animal news, Tara, a female pachyderm, is comforted by friends. For 8 years, Tara, who lives at the Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, USA, and canine Bella chose to spend most of their time together. When Bella passed away, Tara was observed to become quieter and to visit her cherished companion's burial place. It was also noted that Tara was receiving support from her sister elephants to help her during this sad time. "We are so sorry, gentle soul Tara, for the loss of beautiful Bella. May you derive comfort from sweet memories of the many joyful days enjoyed with your treasured friend." Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting Gift of the Givers Foundation, an African humanitarian organization which has provided aid to 32 countries. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more significant news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, uplifting news for an elevated world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on African-based Gift of the Givers Foundation, which has introduced a high-energy vegan food supplement.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Gift of the Givers Foundation, or GOTG, the largest African-based disaster relief organization, seeks to help brethren in need worldwide. Founded in 1992 by South African Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who is also the director, the nonprofit has up to now provided aid in 32 countries.
In addition to rescue missions, such as after the 2010 Haitian earthquake, the organization provides access to clean water, healthcare, educational support, and drug rehabilitation programs, and also distributes food, clothing, blankets, and more. In 2004, GOTG introduced Sibusiso, a vegan high-energy and protein food supplement to help people with debilitating physical conditions regain strength. It is presently being used in 230 health centers in South Africa, Malawi, Lesotho, and Botswana.
Recently, GOTG has donated over 2,000 tons of emergency aid to Somalia, along with free medical care for thousands. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman has been honored by a number of governments and organizations, including South Africa's Order of the Baobab, for distinguished service in April 2010. A heartfelt salute, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, and Gift of the Givers Foundation. May you continue your noble work of helping precious individuals of all cultures with Allah's immense blessings.
Let's now enjoy a joke told in Danish entitled Jump.
Jeg var ildebrand i et hotel, og tilfældigvis boede der en berømt skuespiller i det hotel. "Hurtigt, spring," råbte brandmændene. "Vi vil fange dig med nettet." "Nej," råbte skuespilleren. "Sig til instruktøren, at jeg har brug for en stedfortræder."
In Now for our viewers' heartline on Brazilian vegan orange flan with caramel on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Good stuff, chef from Ireland.
Greetings, chef. It's so nice to hear from you. The Brazilian vegan flan looks absolutely delectable. Enjoy this and other yummy, cruelty-free desserts. Our best wishes and heaven's blessings to you and the gracious people of Ireland.
You have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May our sojourn on earth be blessed with divine love, peace, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Culminating several years of negotiations, ministers from Mexico and the five Central American nations of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua sign a free trade agreement that opens the flow of goods and investments among their countries.
Visiting Israeli President Shimon Peres signed several cooperative agreements with OLEC-C's or Vietnamese President Dương Tấn Sang as the OLEC-C's leader conveys his thanks for Israeli support in areas such as student scholarships that have benefited both scientific research and the nation's economy.
In a ceremony held at the Royal Thai Embassy in Colombo, Sri Lankan officials donate over $50,000 in humanitarian aid to assist the flood affected in Thailand.
Husky canine Kira is inducted into the 2011 Animal Hall of Fame in Texas, USA for his heroic actions in stepping between a snake and his one-year-old human best friend Riley despite being bitten himself.
Following a prolonged drought since the end of 2010, rainfall in central and southern Somalia is bringing hope that newly planted cereals and vegetables will yield harvests and restore habitat for wildlife.
14-year-old Malala Yousafzai from Swat Valley in northwest Pakistan receives the country's first national peace prize along a $6,000 cash award for her online diary entries raising awareness for girls to be allowed to attend school.
Thanks to contributions from Japanese residents in response to an aid campaign launched by author Ayumi Iwasaki, 1,500 packet heaters and blankets are sent to help the quake-affected Invain province of eastern Turkey.
As His Highness Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani of Qatar meets with visiting Romanian President Traian Băsescu, the two leaders acknowledge their country's existing amicable relations while discussing ways to enhance further cooperation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.